Shalom. Let us continue now with Messiah and the name. Let's go to the meaning of the term Messiah. Good way to start out here. In the Strong's Concordance or Hebrew Lexicon, Mashiach. Phonetically, that's spelled Mash-I-Yach. M-A-S-H-I-Y-A-C-H. Mashiach. And its number, its Hebrew number, or H, number 4899. 4899. Used a lot in the Old Testament there. And means anointed. And Messiah. Okay, and then there's H3091. H3091 in Strong says, because he used Shua, he didn't cross-reference and look up there to what Shua means, but he used Yahshua, or Joshua, and it's H3091. It means salvation. But we must seek Yahweh, Messiah the Creator. Stand by to weigh anchor. The powerful, beautiful name of Yahweh, 7,000 times, YHVH, is recorded in the Hebrew Scriptures and in the New Testament. Let us receive His name in our foreheads and our hearts and shout Hallel, Yahweh. Hallel, Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Not Hallelujah, but Hallel, Yahweh. Saying the name of Yahweh isn't familiar, so we need to clean up our language and let the pure spirit clean us up. In one sense, we've been taking His name in vain for years until now. But Yahweh HaMashiach first loved me, so I need to love Him and proclaim His name. Proclaim His name to the heathen. How are we going to do that if we can't even share His name and character with those we love? Or if once per year we whisper or mutter His name as the superstitious priests, the Jewish Kabbalistic priests of the Dark Ages did 1,000 years ago on their Day of Atonement. And back before the Kabbalah was invented by Jewish men. Is Yahweh HaMashiach to be praised? Matthew 2:11. And behold, there came a leper. Matthew 2:11. A leper came and adored Him, saying, Yahweh, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. And Matthew 8:2. As well, He was doing many miracles. They fell down and they praised Him. Or King James says, worshipped. We don't use that word, but because of its origin, but we praised and adored, exalted Him. They fell down and praised Him. They fell on their faces. Now, one man should not do that to another man. Not even, when we get to New Jerusalem and paradise and what people call heaven, the third heaven and all that, but we should do that for the Messiah. Matthew 8:2, and as they went to tell His disciples, behold, the Messiah met them, saying, all Hallel. And they came and held Him by the feet, and praised, esteemed, and adored Him. That was Matthew 8:2. Matthew 28:9. And when they saw Him, they praised Him. Praised is Greek 43:52. They praised Him, but some doubted. Matthew 18:17. But when he saw Yahawhosha afar off, he ran and gave homage. Greek 43:52 again. They gave homage to Him. Mark 5:6. I think it says, and bowing their knees, gave homage to Him. Now, we shouldn't do that to another human being. That would be idolatry. It's against the second commandment. And other statutes and judgments in the Word. We need to repent of our sins and confess them to Yahweh. Mark 5:6. And when he saw Yahweh, or Messiah, afar off, he ran and praised Him. Also in 15:19 of Mark. 15:19. And bowing their knees, gave homage to Him. Man will never eliminate Yahweh's name from the earth. He says, my name will be great among the nations, among the tribes, and in every place an offering of smoke will be made. A presentation will be made to my name, even a pure gift, because my name will be great among the nations. Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh of the armies has said. In other words, Yahweh of armies has said this. We must pray fervently. Now that was Malachi 1:11. That's Exodus 9:16. Exodus 9:16 and Ezekiel 36:23. Please look that up on the website, because they are going to be listed there on Messiah and the Name, and I think about page 5. We must, or do your own research. You don't necessarily need our research here. My research has, you know, gone on through 10, 20, 30 years, but you need to start your own too, huh? You've already done that? Well, great. We must pray fervently to exalt the name of Yahweh. We are to publish his name. Psalm 22:22. Publish that name even to the heathen. As it seems like the heathen appreciate it more than your garden variety, your fellow Christian. Revelation 12:10. Chapter 12, Revelation. In that day, you will certainly say, give thanks to Yahweh, you people. Call upon his name. Not upon his substitute name, but call upon his name. Make known among the peoples his dealings. Make mention that his name is put on high. Make melody to Yahweh. You know, make a song, make a melody, make a beautiful sound to Yahweh. For he has done surpassingly. This is made known in all the earth. And then look up Isaiah 12, 4 and 5. Okay? We must not profane his name. You must not profane my name. Leviticus 22:31. I'll be looking up Isaiah with you while we're doing this. You must not profane my name. I am Yahweh who is setting you apart. Leviticus 22:31 and 32. Yeah, that was Isaiah 12. Oh, isn't that your favorite book in the whole scriptures other than John 3:16? Yeah. Yeshayahu or Isaiah 12. What verse? 4 and 5? Okay. And in that day shall you say, praise Yahweh, call upon his name, declare his doings among his people, make mention that his name is exalted. 12 verse 4. And then 5, sing unto Yahweh, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the pure one of the chosen people in the midst of thee. I'm avoiding the word Israel. Is, R-A, and E-L, Israel, are different things. They're different Elohim. You must not profane my name. You must not call on other gods or Elohim. He tells us over and over. So why do we still do it? Oh, because everybody else recognizes. They know what Lord and G-O-D and Jesus and all these. Yeah, it's been a strong message on the radio. Many great preachers on the radio and television have been using those names for years. What's wrong with that? I was saved from a terrible life of sin, of crime. I was a gangster, and I called on that name, and I was saved. Well, yes, but you were just a child then. You were just a babe and a child, and now it's time to grow up and go on. I think, you know, we've had a lot of scriptures here. It's a good study. Messiah and the name here on Yahweh, not Yahweh. How did the Hebrews' keeping of Yahweh's law make pure his name? The law, the Torah, was given to you and I on the basis of his name. It was given to so-called Israelites. Exodus 20. Hence, when we keep the Torah, we are showing obedience and proper honor and esteem for his name. Furthermore, Yahweh's name was on the Hebrews as a nation. Deuteronomy 28 talks about blessings, and Deuteronomy 28 verse 10, and also 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall, you know, humble themselves, repent, and so on. 2 Chronicles 7:14. When the children of the Hebrews obeyed Yahweh's law, What happened? They brought praise to his name, just as a child who acts in a proper manner, bringing honor to his parents. But, you know, what happens when we're blessed? Well, does the price of gasoline go down then, and the price of the bullet, and the weather get good and sunny? And well, maybe not, folks. Not for now, okay? Judgment is coming. And I don't think very many of us are thinking about repenting. We're thinking about getting that new video game. And there's some good flight sims out there, but don't let on about that. But yeah, we need to do more of keeping the law and telling other people about it. But say, well, who's interested? You know, there's a lot of people. I went to an assembly up north, and a lot of people got it. Anyway, back on the subject, I think here about the law, that they profaned his name. They failed, the Hebrews failed to keep Yahweh's law. They were profaning his name, and also the Hebrews of today, all of us are not keeping his law. We're profaning his name and using lords and Canaanite terms and stuff. And some will say, well, but the Jews had it first. But why would they use L-O-R-D and holy, and they already had their own Hebrew words? Why would they need English or Greek words? I don't even know where the Greek were in the Old Testament times. Sins such as sacrificing to idols, swearing to a lie, oppressing the poor, and committing fornication are described as profaning his name. Profaning Yahweh's name. It says that right there in the Word. We call the scriptures of the Word in Leviticus 18:21, Leviticus 19:12, Jeremiah 34:16, or Jeremiah 34:16, sorry, Ezekiel 43:7. A believer in Yahweh who sincerely prays, "Exalted be your name," will magnify that name in his own life by obeying all of Yahweh's commands. We find that in 1 John 5:3. You know, if you love me, he defines what the love is. It's feeling good about yourself. No, it's keeping his commandments. This includes obeying all the commands in both the older and the newer parts of Scripture, commonly called the Old Testament, New Testament. You mean it's not, "Have myself a merry little..." No, it's, "Have myself a good love for the Creator, a proper esteem, respect, and fear for Almighty Yahweh the Father and His Son, the Messiah." To know Him, you know, to really know Him is to know His character and to follow Him and to actually know His name so we can call on it. If we don't know His name, but we know His character, then we will say, someone up there, title Messiah, would you please answer this prayer? But you know, we have to call Him by His name. Would you please save me? Yeah, got to have His name there. Yahweh HaMashiach. Now, HaMashiach is a title, not his name, but Yahweh is in the family, Yahweh's family, involving personally coming to know the love of Yahweh, and to love is obedience. We quoted, did we quote? Well, maybe we didn't. To obey is better than to sacrifice. The disciples learning to know the Messiah. To love means to obey. Not just a warm, fuzzy American emotion, human feeling. But 1 John 5:2-3, love Him with all of our heart, soul, and mind, and strength. It's tough. We can't do it on our own. We can't repent on our own, though. You know, you say, well, I've tried and I failed. Well, you're not, you know, we just need to wait on Yahweh, and then He'll give us the strength. You know, go out of town if you can. Is there a bus that takes you to the perimeters of the city? There might be a nice hiking trail or a lake or waterfall or something where you can sing. Get out there and just take a sandwich or something along and just praise Him all day long. Just sing and you come back refreshed. And then you get back plunged into Babylonian culture again. But at least you had a wonderful time with Him. Psalm 91. I like that. 91. Psalm 91 verse 14, because He has set His love upon me, therefore I deliver Him. I will set Him on high because He has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer Him. Psalm 91. Psalm 74, how long, O Yahweh, shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? That seems like it. The way radio and television and Christian TV and bookstores. Psalm 74, how long, O Yahweh, shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? I've heard that somewhere before. Leviticus 24, concerning the use of names, Yahweh is speaking to the children of the Hebrews and says, and he that blasphemeth the name of Yahweh, he who uses these Baal and Canaanite titles, he shall surely be put to death when he blasphemeth the name of Yahweh. Therefore, we are wrong when we say, it doesn't matter what name you call him, just as long as your heart is right. Because he said that we're not to blaspheme his name. And that not only means, you know, spelling his name right and possibly pronouncing it right as well, but living it as best as he helps us. The word says over and over that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Acts 4:12. And as we said in the beginning here, Acts 22:16. It's not a question. Some of these preachers are trying to mislead us about the pronunciation, how accurately you pronounce each syllable. No, the problem is the spelling. How to spell his name. You know, that's what matters more than how you pronounce something. Some people are deaf. How about that? You know, they wouldn't be able to use their vocal cords. As you know, some people have lockjaw, I guess. Some totally rebel against the proper use of his name. And that's, you know, maybe they're misleading him and they don't realize it. But I don't know their motive. Publish and proclaim his name as he commands, and people will come to recognize whom we're talking of. If Yahweh were used more, his name would become more identifiable. Why do we use Yahweh, not Yahweh? Well, that's, you know, there's 25, 30 references for Yahweh, and there was only a couple for Yahweh, and Roman Catholic Church is using Yahweh. You know, they got it in their hymnals, so maybe that would tell you something. They wouldn't put YHVH in there. Even the Jehovah's Witnesses use a form of YHVH, but we don't want to follow them. My faith is not based on someone else's concept or false concept. My faith is based upon a prayer and word and the faith and reading his word and looking things up. And you know, by inspiration. But it's not only coming out of thin air, but it's coming as I read his word. So by using a corrupt pagan substitute, we diminish the opportunity of being blessed and proclaiming the Savior's name. Try Psalm 79, verse 6, or Psalm 83, or Psalm 102, 15, 21, Isaiah 26, 13, much more. These are all written here in the article, Messiah in the Name. Examine why the V in Yahweh, not Yahweh. And this document will prove with the references that we have listed there, 25, 30 references, which outnumbers the Yahweh using the W, and it says that the B came first in all these references.
So that wraps up the former Messiah and the Name, Messiah to be Praised, the C file of 2010, and we refreshed this, added some bass, and pumped up the volume higher, and speeded up the program so it's a shorter download. We invite you also to go to the website and watch, or rather listen to, What Difference Does the True Name Make? As I read that for you from the book, What Difference Does the True Name Make? Through quite a few chapters there. What about the two Joshuas? The son's name, what difference does the true name make? New Testament proof for his name. His name and prophecy, Messiah of the Old and New Covenants. And what about the critics? What about the inspired scriptures that they criticize? What about the critics? So some of those subjects will be covered. Then also on our website, as you probably know, we have other programs called Where the Name Yeshua Came From, Where the Name Yahusha Came From, and Where the Name Yahvahusha Came From. And Tabernacles by Heart talks a little bit about the name on that one. There's one called Yahusha Yahshua, and where the name Jesus and Jehovah, and when did the name Jesus and Jehovah with a J, when did that come about? And the clue was 500 years ago, approximately, when it came into common use. And then the file frightened about things, but it's better to know his name, and we will not be frightened if we are fearing the Almighty Yahweh. There are some generating panic and crying that the sky is falling, but we just need to trust in Messiah to be settled and not be too concerned about all the world events. We need to now and then turn on the radio and we'll hear a quick blurb. Well, they're doing commercials. I guess things aren't too bad out there then. So I go back to my regular program, and you might listen a little bit longer than that to find out what's going on in the worldly news, but we don't want to be obsessed with what's going on out there. We just want to be aware, but not obsessed and frightened about what the media might try to, or messianic leaders might try to put us in fear. Well, I would like to give you my email address. It's Stephan Yah, that's Stephan Yah with a T, Stephan Yah at yahweh.name, which is our website, Yahweh, Y-A-H-V-A-H, Yahweh is Y-A-H-W-E-H, .name. I am Stephan Yah. Thank you for listening. And may Yahweh bless you richly. May he come quickly in the air for his believers. And we give him all praise. May Messiah be praised.